that direction.
All right, talking about the news from Arizona, the Arizona Cardinals, a first in the NFL, they've hired a female coach. She'll be an intern coach for the preseason. We were talking about it with reporter Kent Summers, who covers the Cardinals for the Arizona Republic. Kent, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Are listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, and on this Tuesday morning, it is the 28th day of July. Let's take a look at the numbers in Chicago as they're trading at this hour. Futures in the corn pit are a bit higher, up 2.25 at 375 at a quarter in the September. December up 2.25, March up 2, May up 2.25, July 2.5 cents higher, December of next year up 1.5 cents. Soy complex is about 15 to 16 cents higher across that floor. August contract at 976. At a quarter, November at 9.48. In the bean meal, futures are up $1.90. Bean oil are 47 cents higher. Wheat futures are up 7 cents in the nearby September at 5.09.5. For the soft red, hard red up 6.75. Live cattle futures are $1.15 higher at 144.17.5. Feeder up about $1.07.5. They're trading at 209.82.5. And lean hogs for the day are up 20 cents. They're at $77.72.5. Wayne Nelson is here. He's at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, to discuss this marketplace and what's been happening. Good morning to you, Wayne. I think it's all over the last couple of days been about China and its economy and the potential impact on China and the rest of the globe. It had tough times in Chicago yesterday on that, and I suppose good weather, too.
You know, we've seen a lot of the world economic things coming into this market. We've seen all of the like broad commodities such as gold, silver, sugar, copper, you know, along the way, along with the grains that have seen sort of a decrease in value or sort of a shrinking back as we see some of the world economies not aggressively buying, you know, the metals, whatever, and expanding as we go. And of course, China was the driver behind all these markets. And it's been a very, you know, rough last 4 or 5 days in these markets. As we've seen, you know, beans down about 90 cents and corn down about 70 cents and, you know, everything like that has been very rough on our agricultural commodities.
Now, while the Chinese market continues to slip on its stock exchanges, gold futures have managed to stabilize, though just below $1,100. How important is that, do you suppose?
Well, I think it's very important to sort of see some things starting to catch hold here and hang in there. You know, one of the big things this morning was that there was supposedly having trouble opening some letters of credit from China on some of these Brazilian shipments that are coming across. You know, so I mean, stabilizing some of those things is going to be very good. I think that, you know, one of the things that we've seen and looked at was they said that even what was maybe raising some of the cost of living in China was that pork was starting to go up a little bit. And that accounts for a third of their diet as far as their protein needs going. So that was raising some of the factors over there also. So, you know, just sort of a strange thing to think that pork might influence the whole world economy that much.
Well, they do raise the most hogs on the planet by an inordinate amount. And I suppose on that note, because they raise them much more like we do in the U.S. For their middle class, that they'll continue to need grains and oil seeds, ways to feed that livestock. In fact, I think I saw that there was a purchase this morning of sorghum again. Is that right?
Yes, it is. They did purchase sorghum again today. They've got some pretty big grain stocks, but they like to refresh and put something in that don't have the restrictions that like the MIR-162 had to add in and blend with some of their out-of-quality grain that they do have, I think, along the way, Todd. It's very big. You know, and as well, one thing that's very big to the U.S. right now is all the DDGs that they bought. All the DDGs are very important to go out. We're hearing that the livestock industry is having a terrible time because they can't be their hides, they're awful, as we call it, or the the cuts of meat that we don't eat in the U.S. are not going away fast enough, and that's why the meat's staying high in the grocery store, and yet we're going down here, and that's just like the DDGs does for us for ethanol. We need China to buy those, too.
And what did we see in yesterday afternoon's crop progress reports?
Well, you know, we saw the corn up 1%. We saw areas that did drop off hard, though. We did see, the beans, hold their own, and they were looking for an increase there. And I think that's why we're seeing a little better activity here in the beans. The open interest, though, didn't go down as much as what we thought it would for all the fund liquidation we saw yesterday. So, you know, who's turning back in and buying the grains at these prices? Is it the commercials? If it is, then this could be near the bottom.
Do you think it is the commercials?
I wish I knew for sure, Tom, but I think that some end users were told to buy some stuff here yesterday by some of their advisory firms.
Yeah, it would seem like that might be the case. The end users, livestock producers, maybe some of the folks that are producing all kinds of products that come from both corn and soybeans and wheat, all three, might be into this marketplace. What are your expectations as we move through the rest of the day today?
The rest of the day, I think, we're going to keep an eye on what the dollar is doing a little bit that way. We're going to see if we can maybe keep a little bit of a rebound going here, and hopefully we can close things in the green today, and I think that would be, a good place to say we can maybe saw a little stabilization coming on. But we know that there's going to be some technical traders out there that are going to want to sell this off on the close. So I'll look for sort of a mixed trade here for a while today, but hopefully closing on the positive side.
Any worries about the heat across the Midwest and pollination?
The European and the American model changed around a little bit here on this morning's run. The European model going a little warmer and drier than the American model. And with these shallow-rooted crops that we have, that could come into play very fast. So, that is something we want to watch, that we can keep this, off and on rain coming, because with our shallow roots, it's very important.
That was a nice way of saying Todd, pollination is done. Grain fill is in the midst, right?
You bet.
I really do appreciate that, Wayne. What else should we discuss this morning? Crop conditions in your area, have they gotten better with the heat and the sunshine?
I think they have. I think we've got better, that the crop is greening up a little bit and whatever like that. But, we see a great differential when people go out into the field, pull the ears, look and see what the row count around is and the length of the ear. And we're seeing a great variation depending on whether that was stressed with water for a long time. And I think that we could see a great variation in what it looks like and what it actually yields. And one field might look the same as the other, but it might yield 20 bushel less. So we are seeing some problems with that.
Have those soybean fields that were small, spindly, and there were a lot of them, come alive yet?
Look, it's same thing to say there, Todd, is that if they were just wet but not drowned out in the areas or really spindly like that, they've made a lot of progress. And we got to remember, beans are August, first half of September crop, and they have a chance of coming on if they weren't damaged too much. If the nodules are still there, the roots are still good, and we can get dried out a little bit here, as long as we don't get too hot and too dry during the month, the last half of August, we could really, turn these beans around quite a bit.
I'm looking forward to talking with you again this afternoon.
Thanks, Todd.
That is Wayne Nelson. He's at L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Joins us on the mid-morning market report here from WILL AM 580. The numbers in Chicago are trading like this at this hour. September contract in the corn pit at $3.74 is a penny higher. December at $3.84 3/4, up 1 1/4. The March futures a penny and a quarter at $3.95 1/2 are higher as well. July up a penny and a half, and next year's December 0.75 cents higher. August soybeans up 14 cents, $9.75, been to a low of 9.62 3/4. November's been down to 9.35 in the soybeans. Current trade at 9.48. That's on a 10-minute delay. Up 14 3/4. January up 14 1/4 at 9.53 1/4. And the July at 9.48 3/4, up 14 cents. November of next year, 11 3/4 cents higher at $9.12 1/4. Bean meal futures, $2.10 higher at $3.46.30. Bean oil up 43 cents at $30.54. Soft red winter wheat, 5 5 and a quarter cents higher at 507 and a half in the September. July of next year up 8.5 at 534. Hard red at 504 and a half in the September, 5.5 cents higher. Live cattle futures in the August at 144.7 and a half, up a buck and a nickel. August feeder cattle at 209.70, 95 cents higher, and lean hogs, also the August contract, 17.5 cents higher at $77.70. Ethanol futures are trading at $1.45 and 8 tenths, up a penny and a half. Crude oil is a penny and 3 tenths higher at $47.52 a barrel. Gasoline today at $1.79 and 6 tenths on the RBOB. Our wholesale price is down 2 and 4 tenths of a cent. And diesel fuel or heating oil at $1.59 and 4 tenths is just about a tenth of a cent lower. Natural gas at $2.83.5 is up 4.5 cents. Dow Jones Industrial Average now stands at 17,429. That's 33 points higher. The dollar up 0.35 at 96.96. And gold futures for the day at $1,094.50. That's down $1.90. Here's what the weather forecast looks like for the Urbana-Champaign area this afternoon. We'll see isolated showers and thunderstorms. Those after 1 o'clock today, partly sunny, a high of 90 degrees today. The heat index, however, will go to 102 on calm winds out of the east-southeast at 5 miles an hour. Chance of rainfall, just slight, 20% in the area. That increases to 40.